T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, early voting here in the city gets underway this Saturday, and Election Day is just 2 weeks away. The NYPD says it's doing all it can to make sure voters are kept safe. On the news line with us now is WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon. Kevin, you heard from NYPD's top brass today. Is there anything that people should be concerned about?
Well, Linda, the NYPD is insistent there is no known threat here in the city. They've been tracking intelligence across the board. They've been game planning all sorts of different scenarios. And one key element to keeping people safe and making sure that nothing goes wrong is having officers out at each and every single one of the city's 1,200 polling sites. They want to be visible. They want to be available should anything change and should anything happen.
Well, this summer, the NYPD was tested almost on a daily basis with the widespread protests that were happening. So did that help them prepare for what might come with the election?
Well, that's right. This summer, we saw hundreds of thousands take to the street, in many cases spontaneously, following the death of George Floyd. And what those protests did was it helped the NYPD figure out what it was doing right and wrong. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan talked about making sure officers are trained for that sort of situation. Not every officer was capable of handling those situations. And he says, look, the department has worked at responding to scenes faster, getting there quicker, mobilizing more efficiently. So those are some of the things they're trying to use and learn from those previous experiences that could help them potentially in the future, including for the elections.
It's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon with the latest from the NYPD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.